Blog Talk Radio.
God wants to heal you everywhere you hurt. God bless you. God bless you. Good afternoon on this Palm Sunday afternoon. Thank you for joining with us. Thank you for sharing with Global Gospel. As you know, we are on every Saturday from 1 p.m. until 2 p.m. This is week number 3. We are having prayer from beginning at 1 p.m. Tell your family, friends, neighbors, 619-924-0800 if you would like to call in, if you have a special request, or if you'd like to let us know that you're listening, 619-924-0800. We thank you for joining us. We do not own the rights to any of the music here on today, but we pray that there's a prayer that is prayed that blesses you, that heals you, delivers you, saves you, that sets you free, that encourages you, because there is so much going on in the world today, and people are losing heart. They're losing the faith. They're losing hope. And certainly, we do have several people here that are praying with us from several different locations. Minister Corey Allen, are you there?
I am. I am. Yes, sir.
God bless you. Evangelist Shirley Green.
Yes, I'm here. Thank you so much.
Okay. And 375, God bless you.
Reverend Austin.
Reverend Austin, God bless you. So right now we have Chicago, Evangelist Green. We have Rayford, North Carolina, Chicago, Illinois, Rayford, North Carolina. We have Long Island here represented at this time. We are going to begin our prayer, and everyone has their assignment, and they know what we're praying for in this season. There's so much going on around the world, and Evangelist Shirley Green is going to start us out with prayer, followed, and then we'll go from there. God bless you.
God bless you, Brother Townsend, and those of you that are joining in for this prayer today with what we're going through, the crisis that we're in. And I trust that everyone is following the mandate set forth by our government officials. Although some of us may be in authority, we're all under authority. And my main focus this morning is for the children. Even as we commemorate this Palm Sunday, if we'll read Matthew's 21:1-9, it will give us the entrance of our Lord and his arrest on Holy Thursday and his crucifixion on Good Friday. And this marks the beginning of Holy Week. We want to be mindful of that as we enter into prayer, that the Lord will cover our children. As I got a call this morning that a family member of mine passed away, but through it all, we've learned to trust in Jesus. We've learned to trust in God. But my prayer is that the Lord would cover our children and give them an understanding, that the parents be astute enough to explain what's going on, because this can have a really terrible impact, and it could come out a different way if we handle it well with the children. Dear God, we thank you for this day, a day that only you could make. We love you, we praise you, we rejoice, and we're glad in you. We give you glory, we give you honor, and we give you praise. You said in all things to give thanks. For this is the will of God concerning your people which are in Christ Jesus. Lord, we thank you, O God, for our health and our strength. We thank you for our loved ones who are still with us, O God. We ask, O God, that you cover the families, O God, comfort them in prayer that have lost loved ones, and the children that may not understand what's going on right now, but, oh God, we ask that the parents, give the parents wisdom, oh God, as to what to say to the children that have lost their parents, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, their aunts, their uncles, their grandparents. Lord, we thank you, oh God, that the children are an heritage unto us, God, and we love you, we praise you, we thank you that we will live on through our children, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Help us, oh God, to be wise during this time, Lord. even though some may be taking it lightly as to the things that we need to do, we ask, O God, that you open up their understanding and give them wisdom and knowledge, O God, as to when to go. Order our steps in your word, in Jesus' name. You said to lean not unto our own understanding, but in all our ways to acknowledge you, and you would direct our path. Lord, take us through each day in the mighty name of Jesus. If we have to go out, Lord, you protect us. Let your blood cover us, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Take us through each day. We thank you, oh God, for blood covering from the crown of our heads to the soles of our feet. We love you. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor. We thank you, oh God, that you are in control of everything that goes on, God. We don't question you. We may have questions, but we don't question your will. We thank you, oh God, for helping us to understand what your will and your way is for us, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Those that will come after with the prayer, oh God, I ask, oh God, that you anoint them afresh in Jesus' name. Give them what to pray for, how to pray, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Let it be received, God, in Jesus' name. We thank you, we glorify your name, and we honor you. In Jesus' name we pray. Give us, oh God, peace in our hearts and in our minds and in our souls in Jesus' name during this trying time. We love you. We thank you for Brother Townsend, who is allowing this prayer to take place today. Let it reach the millions and the thousands, oh God, that would hear it and that would adhere to it, God, in Jesus' name. Bless us and keep us, oh God, in your loving care. Oh, my God, we love you, we praise you, we honor you, and we adore you for all things. And now I'm going to relinquish my time for the next person to come, and I will be listening because I need the strength of all of you and those that are listening to keep us lifted in prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, and thank God.
Amen. God bless you.
Amen.
Evangelist Green. This time we have with us Minister Corey Allen, and he is joining us in prayer from Rayford, North Carolina. God bless you, Minister Allen.
Each of you on this morning,
thank God for you. We had a little technical problem. Sorry, we didn't hear you. God bless you, Minister Corey Allen, joining us from Rayford, North Carolina.
Thank you for this opportunity, Reverend Townsend, and to each of you. We bless God for you on today. I'm reminded of the word of the Lord declared in 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves, we have to get in the position to pray. We cannot pray until we firstly position ourselves. We must humble ourselves. We must realize that it's not about us, but it's all about God. And then when we understand that, we are in a position to pray. And as we pray, we're seeking the face of God. And the word goes on to declare, and turn from their wicked ways. We've got to repent. This promise is on condition. Then the Lord says, I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and heal their land. Father, it's again that we come to you, Father, humble Father. We are bowing down at your feet on today. Father, we stretch our hands to thee, no other help that we know. Lord, if you shall withdraw yourself from us, whither shall we go? Father, we're standing in need of you on today, Father. We're in an unfamiliar place, Father, but we realize, God, that what is occurring in the land, Father, has not caught you by surprise. Father, although, God, it may have caught some of us by surprise, Father, we thank you that you are yet in control, God, of our lives and everything that happens in our lives and around us. Father, we pray, God, that you will move by your power on today. Father, have your way because, Lord, we understand, God, that at your command, God, the coronavirus, God, has to come to an end, Father. But, Lord, even, God, while we're in this process, God, we pray that you, God, will grant us, God, peace, God, that peace that surpasses all understanding,
which shall guard our hearts and our minds. Lord, help us to keep our minds stayed on you. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you, Father, on today, God, for the fullness of joy, Father. We pray, God, that you will continue, God, to lift up every bow down head, God. Continue, God, to comfort us, God, even in this time right now. And Lord, help us, oh God, to have, God, ears, God, to hear what you are saying to the church. In the name of Jesus, God, help us, oh God, to attend, God, to what you are trying to show us and what you're telling us in this season. In the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you for your will being accomplished in this hour. We thank you for overwhelming victory on today. We thank you, Lord, that we can declare to these things, if you be for us, who can be against us, or what can be against us? We thank you on today, God, for allowing us, oh God, to experience overwhelming victory. We thank you, Lord, that nay in all of these things, we are more than conquerors. Father, we pray that you will continue to be Jehovah Jireh, our provider, God. Lord, if it's a financial need, God, if it's a spiritual need, if it's a physical need, we pray, God, that you will meet that need as only you can and only you will. We pray, God, that you will be Jehovah Rapha, our healer, in the name of Jesus, God. Lord, we pray, God, that you will continue to heal, God, all over the land, in the name of Jesus, God. Lord, even heal us, oh God, one by one, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Allow us, oh God, to experience, God, your healing virtue, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God, for touching us. We thank you, in the name of Jesus, for making ways out of no way, for you are the way, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you, Father, that times before, God, you have healed us, times before you have delivered us, times before, God, you've made ways, times before you have provided. And God, we know, God, that you are the same God today, in the name of Jesus, God. Lord, we thank you, Father, that if you did it before, you can do it again. You change not, God. We understand, God, that time may change, the seasons may change, the weather may change, and even people may change. But we thank you, Father, that you do not change. And we thank you, Lord, that you will never fail, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we pray that you would have your way in our lives, God. We say yes to your will and yes to your way, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, help us, oh God, to be the people, Father, that you're calling for us to be. Help us, oh God, to become the church, in the name of Jesus, Lord. That church, God, that you declared, God, that you would establish, that you established on the rock, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father, that the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church, even in this hour right now, God. Lord, we pray that you will continue to cover us under your blood, in the mighty name of Jesus. Understanding, oh Father, that the enemy cannot harm us. The enemy cannot destroy us in this hour. Now, Father, we, Lord, release this prayer by faith, God, and we decree and declare that it is so. And we thank you, Father, for every person, God, that is tuned in on today, Father. We pray that you will bless them, Lord, one by one, name by name, in the name of Jesus, and continue to have your way, Lord. We bless you and we praise you. Amen.
Once again, those that desire to call in, our phone number is 619-924-0800, 619-924-0800. We have with us Reverend Alice Austin. God bless you, Reverend Austin.
God bless you, Reverend Townsend. It's such a pleasure to be a part of this prayer visual on this day. is just so much going on in the world, and we just know that God is truly able. 3 weeks ago, the Spirit placed, the Holy Spirit placed in my spirit that this was a plague that was upon the earth, and moved me to do as God had called the Israelites to do back in Egypt, as they spread the blood around the doorpost. He said that we should go out and put anointing oil around our post, because Jesus had already shed the blood, and the anointing was just an act that we were recognizing God's sovereignty and his ability to empower us and giving us a little bit more faith as we go through this trying time that we're going through on today.
Yes.
And we're just so thankful for you for even thinking of doing this. It is placed in my mind that this is something that we should be definitely doing. We hear preaching all the time, but the time now is to hear a lot of some prayer as well. And this is great to you, and I just thank God for you. I would like today to pray for forgiveness, revival, and restoration for not just the world, but for the people of God as well, because there is so much going on also in our churches that we need God to come in and set things in order. And as the minister before me prayed, 2 Chronicles 7 and 14 came to mind, also Isaiah 42 and 5. So as we go into prayer on this morning, we're asking God for his forgiveness and revival and restoration. In front of Father, the creator of the heavens, who spreads forth the earth with all that springs from it, who gives breath to its people and life to those who walk on it, it's in your name, Lord God, that we honor. It's your name, Lord God, that we give glory, for you are God and you are God alone, and you are worthy, hallelujah, of the praise and of all the glory. We pause this moment, Lord God, to remember this Palm Sunday when over 2,000 years ago, your son Jesus made his triumphant entry into Jerusalem, where the people followed before and after, crying, Hosanna, which is interpreted, Lord, save or help us now. It is this very moment that we cry out to you, Hosanna, hallelujah. Lord, save us. Lord, help us now. Save us from the wrath of this pandemic. Save us and forgive us of our sins. Help us now, Lord God. Rescue us now, Lord God. Lord, you are not surprised at the state of the world right now. And we know that you are not at loss about what to do, because we know that nothing is impossible for you. We have strayed so far away from you, Lord God, that we as a people and a nation of the world don't even know how to get back. But as your word in 2 Chronicles 7 and 14 said, and as the minister before me said, but it declares that if my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin, and I will heal their land. God, through all that we are going through, let us humble, pray, seek, and turn from our ways. And Lord God, please forgive us and heal the land. Shine your light into the darkness we are experiencing right now. Let it shine brighter than the fear of sickness, brighter than the death that is ramping around us, brighter than the economic disaster that might come after this is over, or a long self-isolation. Lord God, glory to God. Let us remember, Lord God, that you have brought us through so many other things in the past. This is not the first time that we have had a trial. This is not the first time we have tribulation. If you did it once, you would do it again. You promised that you would deliver us from all of our afflictions. And we hold you to that promise. And we believe, Lord God, that you will deliver us. May revival, Lord God, hope and peace, and spiritual and physical healing and restoration come out of this season. Continue to draw this hurting world back to you. Glory to God. Today, Lord God, we are proclaiming that you will be glorified, that your name will be known, and your praise will go out throughout the earth. Lord God, we are trusting in you and believing you for restoration, revival, healing, and deliverance for this world, Lord God, and for your people, Lord God. We praise you, Lord God, right now. We give you glory, Lord God, for what you're doing and what you're going to do. Let this world, Lord God, recognize that you are God and you are God alone. And there's nothing, Lord God, that we can do without you, without your glory, your praise, your help, Lord God, your forgiveness, Lord God, and your power. We ask you, Lord God, to just look upon us right now, Lord God. Have mercy on us right now, Lord God. Forgive us right now, Lord God. To God be the glory. Continue, Lord God, to draw us to you. In Jesus' name we pray. And we do glorify you, Lord God, in everything that we do and everything that we go through. You get the glory. You get the praise, Lord God, for we can do nothing and we are nothing without you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you, Reverend Austin. Our number here, we're about to almost at the end and conclusion of this time. Our number here, 619-924-0800. If you have a request, I do have someone here. 555-5553. God bless you. God bless you. Okay. Maybe you're just listening. Okay. Just listening?
Yes.
Okay. God bless you. Thank you for joining us. Okay. We have someone else here. 3381.
Yes. Good morning. Good afternoon. God bless you, Reverend Townsend. This is Barbara Thompson from St. John Baptist Church. Reverend Gregory Stanislaus is my pastor, asking continued prayer for the world as well as a blessing upon you and your ministry. And to all those people that are going through, we just need to hold fast to God's unchanging hands. Everyone have a very happy and a blessed Palm Sunday. And remember, as Jesus is entering into Jerusalem next Sunday, what we will be celebrating.
God bless you. Thank you for joining us as well. And I believe that's everybody. Well, we thank you all for joining us this Sunday afternoon, this Palm Sunday, for prayer. And so we know that there's so much going on in the world, and we just have to remember to keep praying and believing and trusting God, knowing that he can do all things but fail. He can do exceedingly and abundantly above all we can ask or think, according to the power which works within us. At this time, I do have, we have Minister Kenitha Pettis with us. God bless you.
Good afternoon. Thank you for all the prayers that were lifted up this afternoon. They were very uplifting and very encouraging, and I thank you all. I bring you greetings from Union Baptist Church in Hempstead, where Reverend Dr. Cedric Vaughn Easley is my pastor. I just want a brief closing prayer. Our Father and our God, we bow our heads to you in humility, understanding that we are not competent in and of ourselves to handle this kind of global calamity, the coronavirus. We look to you, O Lord, to be the source, the strength, the help, the light that we need. God, we pray for strength for our first responders, the doctors, the nurses, all healthcare providers. Strengthen us all whose lives have been devastated and disrupted and impacted, and give us a peace that surpasses all understanding. In Christ Jesus, I pray. Amen.
Amen. God bless you. We thank you, each and every one that joined in, wherever you joined in from. God bless you, Evangelist Green.
God bless you, Minister Townsend. It's a pleasure. Anytime.
And tell us your church home.
My church home is Monument of Faith Evangelistic Church, where the founder was Apostle Richard Hinton, and currently Apostle Mark Anthony Hinton. I'm also affiliated with Schaumburg Community Church in Schaumburg. Pastor Wally Akinelson is the pastor. So I thank you so much for even considering to have me to call in to join in with a prayer. And our prayers are for you, that God will strengthen you in your ministry and that you will continue to succeed and go forth in his name.
God bless you. Thank you. And our prayers are with you and your family in this time, in this season of your loss. God bless you.
Oh, yes.
Minister Allen.
Yes, sir.
God bless you. Tell us where you're from.
Bless you as well. I'm a member and also an associate minister at Centergrove Missionary Baptist Church in Red Springs, North Carolina. I also serve as a minister of music at Jubilee Christian Center and Larheel Missionary Baptist Church. But I am a native of Rayford, North Carolina, and I thank you for the opportunity to come on today and pray.
Thank you. Thank you for joining us, Minister Allen. Reverend Austin.
I'm a member of the Freehill Baptist Church in Freeport, New York, where my bishop is Bishop William E. Watson, Jr., and we're just praying to God that he continue to bless your ministry.
God bless you. And Minister Pettis, okay.
I think I get, yes. Reverend Lamar, thank you for inviting me on the call this afternoon. I'm telling you, it was really uplifting. And as I said before, I brought greetings from Union Baptist Church, and I'm glad to hear that my sister in ministry, Reverend Austin, was on the line.
Yes.
Thank you.
So happy to see you as well.
Okay.
Yes.
And God bless you. The bishop, God bless you. Prayers we do send out to our Bishop William A. Watson, Jr. And I believe Reverend Mays just joined us. God bless you, Reverend Mays. God bless you. Okay.
If he's having a problem connect, can I just share this song?
Go ahead.
Maybe a 30, 60 seconds while Pastor Mays is coming on. 'Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus, just to take him at his word, just to rest upon his promise, just to know the Savior, Lord. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust him, how I prove him o'er and o'er. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust him more. Thank you so much.
God bless you. And we know Evangelist Green is a singer in her own right. And certainly look her up on social media, on YouTube or Facebook as well. 4637, God bless you. God bless you, 4637. Okay. All right. So at this time, we will conclude this. We thank you for all the prayers that has gone forth. And this song here has just been in my spirit, and I played it yesterday on radio, and I'm just going to play it again today. It's Andre Crouch. It's very short. God is on our side. Remember that, and God bless you as we go through Passion Week, Holy Week, in a different way than we are accustomed to. God is on our side. God bless you, and thank you.
Amen.
God bless you. I don't want to cut anybody off. Minister Dehaney, are you there?
God bless you. Can you hear me?
God bless you. Thank you for joining us. Sometimes we do have technical issues. Can you just share with us briefly?
Well, sure. Well, it's just, first of all, it's just good to see the light of another day in spite of everything that's going on. God is good. God is good. Even with this, God is good, and God is a great God, and he's still greatly to be praised. And I'm just glad to be here, and we're certainly just praying for everybody who's going through right now. And so many of us, and the church has been hit so hard, as you know. But we know that God is a good God, and he's a God that can do all things but fail. So we stand on that, and we stand on God's word, and all the songs that we sing and all the prayers that we pray. This is the time to put that faith in action. So we're
yes.
excited about what God is doing, and we're staying prayerful even in this. God is a victorious God, and we're just thankful. We're just keeping those lifted up that are going through, and we're just thankful for all the things that God is doing even in this. We just thank God for who he is and who he is to us.
Amen. Well, thank you,
Amen.
Minister Dehaney. The prayer wheel keeps turning. So
yes, sir,
I definitely
yes,
don't want to quench the spirit. So
mm-hmm.
I don't want to quench the spirit. So who is that? This is Bishop. Who is that?
I could, no. Hey, Reverend Lamar, that's
okay.
just a private joke between
okay.
me and Bishop Dehaney.
Okay, I know. I didn't want to leave anybody out. I just wanted to make sure that everybody got to share what the Lord had given to them on this Sunday afternoon, this Palm Sunday. Did I get everybody? Okay. Everybody speak now or forever hold your peace.
Just God bless you, Lamar. God bless you.
God bless you, Lamar, and I'm so proud of you and what you're doing with this forum. God
Amen.
Bless you.
To God be the glory. To God
yes,
be the glory.
God bless
yes,
you.
Sir.
Okay, God bless you.
God bless
and
you.
Once again, Bishop William A. Watson Jr. Sends his love and his prayers with us. Okay.
And we send him sending
him
right back to him. We love him too.
Give it back to
yeah.
him for us.
Yes, indeed.
Sister Alice, I'm so glad to hear your voice.
Yours as well, and I'm sorry that all is well.
Okay.
Yes,
and God bless
you,
Minister.
Yes, God bless
Minister
you.
Denise, are you there? Minister Denise? Okay, who's 9659? 9659?
Oh.
God bless you.
Hello.
Okay.
This is Eldon.
Yes.
How are you?
Good, how are you? Is this my other mother?
Yes, the other mother. I missed you last week. I couldn't get it together. I'm not that tech savvy. So,
tell us who you are.
I'm Elder Nye, and I am part of Word and Heart Ministry, where Reverend Dr. Betty Jean Hosen is my pastor, former minister from Allen Amy. And I just wanted to say, God bless you all. Stay strong. Stay safe. Stay sanitized, as they say. And remember that victory is ours. Victory
yes.
is ours. We already won. We've already won. Victory is ours. We used to sing a song about that some years ago. Victory is mine. We told Satan, get behind. Tell him, get behind, because we already won. Amen?
Amen.
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 God bless,
God bless
you.
You all. Love you all. And stay connected. We're all on one accord. Even if we're not physically together, we are still on one accord because we are one accord in the spirit. Amen?
Amen.
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 And
those of us that are online know that every Baptist preacher has more than one clothes. Amen. So those of you that have had a Baptist experience. So, Minister Dehaney, I'm going to ask that you give us our second clothes.
Amen. Hallelujah. Eternal and everlasting God, our Father, from everlasting to everlasting, you are God and God all by yourself. God, we just thank you for just being our God and allowing us to be your children. Most of all, we thank you for your son, Jesus, and his sacrifice on Calvary's cross. But God, right now, we need you now more than we'd ever needed you before. As we go through things we have not seen, things we have not experienced before in this lifetime, but God, we know that if it's in your hands, it's never out of hand. So God, we just thank you right now in advance for the healing on those who are going through. We thank you in advance for what you're going to do in our churches when this is all said and done. We thank you in advance for the new experience of Christendom and life of Christ that we're going to experience once this is all said and done. God, we put all of this in your hands. All of those who are sick, we put them in your hands. All of those who are going through, families who are suffering, we put them in your hands. Everyone who's suffering with this virus, we put them in your hands. All of our communities, all of our state, all of this entire world, we put it in your hands, God, because we know when it's in your hands, it's never out of hand. And right now, we just claim the blood of Jesus over everyone right now going through. We know that it's the blood that gives us strength from day to day, and it'll never lose its power. So we just thank you, God, for all that you're doing. We thank you for all that you're going to do. We thank you for what you've already done. You're an awesome God. You're a matchless God, and you're a mighty God. And we thank you for it. So right now, we thank you for this forum just to be able to come and pray and lift up your name. Lift up the mighty and matchless name of Jesus. We thank you for this opportunity just to stand and declare in front of the devil's face that God is God and he's God all by himself. So God, we thank you. God, we honor you. God, we glorify you. We praise your mighty and matchless name. And it's in that name that we pray. We pray in the name of Jesus. It's in the name of Jesus we pray. Amen.
Amen. What I say unto one,
amen.
I say unto all, watch and pray. God bless you. Read your Bible every
day. Bless you.
Bless you.
Amen.
Thank you.